Chapter 1. Jamieson. The midnight blue Toyota Starlet pulled up at the curb with a screech of tyres, the body of the vehicle rocking backwards as if it hadn't expected the abrupt halt. I ducked my head to peer through the window to the young guy behind the wheel. He waved me in. I hesitated for a moment, wondering what the odds were of escaping this drive without a case of whiplash, before I lifted the handle and slid into the seat next to him. The Uber driver's dreadlocked hair brushed his shoulders as he held his fist out for me to bump. I obliged with a smile. If he liked me enough, maybe he wouldn't get me killed.
Ridgemont Hotel, right? On Sussex Street?
Thanks, mate. He nodded and turned his attention to the road, while I turned mine to my phone. Hey, sorry, I'm back. What were you saying?
You were about to tell me why you're going to this wedding again, because I still don't understand.
Disbelief tinted Lowe's tone, despite the fact we'd already had this conversation once. I cradled the phone between my chin and shoulder as I dragged my seatbelt across my suit jacket. Because I was invited.
But why you agreed to go is still a mystery. Bree is a nasty piece of work for even inviting you. You know, she just wants to shove her rich new husband in your face. You dodged a bullet with that one, Jam.
The driver made a sharp turn onto a side street, and my shoulder bumped against the window. I eyed him warily, hoping he knew where he was going, and that we'd make it there in one piece. The reception started in a few minutes.
I know you never liked her, but she wasn't all bad.
Lowe scoffed.
Okay, she was pretty bad, but we can't all be as lucky as you. You already have the love of your life. Maybe mine is one of her bridesmaids.
I grinned as we pulled up outside the hotel.
Bree will love that.
I know, right?
You're evil.
Just a starving student who's looking forward to a meal that isn't two-minute noodles. I unclicked my seatbelt, mouthed thank you at my driver, and gave him a wave before getting out and closing the door.
Gotta go, Lo. I'm here.
Well, have fun. Would it be wrong of me to hope the groom trips on Bree's dress and falls on his cheating face? I shook my head, unable to wipe the grin from my face. Hanging up without bothering to say goodbye, because we never did, I tucked my phone into the pocket of my suit pants and took the steps to the entranceway, two at a time. A sign announcing the wedding of Mr. and Mrs. Christopherson pointed me in the direction of the ballroom, and I whistled as I strolled across the hotel foyer. I was oddly excited to be attending the wedding of my ex-girlfriend. I didn't think she'd expected me to say yes, but why not? I liked weddings. Free food, free booze, a bit of dancing, what's not to like? I checked the sign by the ballroom door, finding my name under table number 33. 33? Bloody hell. I knew Rick the Dick was rich, but that number of tables at a wedding seemed excessive, as if they had that many friends. I'd only met Rick once when they'd come into the bar where I worked, presumably so Bree could flaunt the man she'd cheated on me with. It had been one too many times. He'd snapped his fingers at me like I was his manservant and stuck his pointy nose in the air as he looked over the racecourse. Sure, it had been late in the afternoon and a lot of the racegoers were getting sloppy drunk, but something told me Rick wouldn't have approved anyway. He probably preferred polo or lacrosse or some other sport that made him feel superior to us commoners. Not much ruffled my feathers, but their overdone, loved-up shit had gotten tiresome quickly. I'd been relieved when Bree had given up fawning all over him and gone home. Pulling open the ballroom door, I paused as the noise cut out and a room full of eyes turned in my direction. Shit. I guess being on time didn't cut it at this wedding. The MC glanced over at me, before choosing to ignore my presence and continued on with his announcements. My eyes met Bree's across the room and she glared. I winked, just to piss her off, and made my way through the sea of tables to the back of the room, where I eventually found table 33. Back of the room was an understatement. Table 33 was so far away from the bridal table, it was almost in another fancily dressed postcode. Suited me just fine. Except, as I looked for a gap, all the seats were taken. I frowned, wondering if I'd read the seating chart wrong.
Sorry, is this your seat?
A woman on the other side of the table called, pulling a little boy from the chair next to her and settling him on her lap.
He has a chair at another table,
she explained, then dropped a kiss on top of his blonde head. He stuck his bottom lip out and looked up at her with puppy dog eyes,